Every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world's straight enough and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. Yeah, maybe this crazy world was straight enough and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house.
The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMGA.
Good evening, everybody. Got a Big 7 matchup for you here tonight on 92.1 FM KMGA on your game of the week as Nemaha Central is at Jefferson West. Now, this is a series that has been dominated by the Thunder, winning the last nine meetings. And last year, they beat them a couple of times. They won here in this building on February 17th, a year ago, 50-29. And in that first quarter, it was a doozy for Nemaha Central. They outscored Jefferson West 19-2. And in that game for the Tigers, leading the scoring was Ella Dickey. She had 14 points. Seven of those were from the free throw line out of eight attempts. And Colby Noel, the freshman from a year ago, now a sophomore, she had 6 points, the second highest score for the Tigers. So Nemaha Central able to keep them in check a year ago here in this building. Last Jefferson West victory against Nemaha Central, that was on February 12th, 2019. So it has been a minute, and the Tigers would love nothing more to do that right here today in a critical matchup in the Big 7 standings with Nemaha Central atop, tied with Riverside, about what we expected coming into the season. Both teams are 4-0. Cyclones are 6-0 overall. And as for Nemaha Central, they got that one little scar on the schedule. That was the loss to St. Mary's. That was 4 games ago. They won 4 games since then, and they got some momentum going into Christmas break. But continuing down the Big 7 standings, Jefferson West is in third place. They are tied with Perry the Compton. The Tigers are 3-2. The Cause are 2-1. Jefferson West 3-3 overall. As for Perry the Compton, they are 4-2. The Cause led by Taylor Dammy, Pax and Dammy as well. Fantastic duo of sisters for the Cause this year. And then rounding out the rest of the way, you have Hiawatha at fifth place. They are 1-2 in league play, 1-5 overall. So Bessa, the Blue Jays, are 1-3. They were handed a loss by Nemaha Central right before the break. They're 1-5 overall. Royal Valley, 1-4. The Panthers are 2-4 overall. And Houlton, the Wildcats, are still looking for their first league win. They are 0-4 and 1-5 overall as well. As for the sub-state standings, and ultimately, I wouldn't say the standings that only matter, but they really do matter at the very end of the season when it comes to substate seating, and the Riley County substate is brutal. All eight teams in the Riley County substate Class 3A are above 500. Minneapolis leads the way at 7-0. Silver Lake is 5-0. Nemaha Central and Rossville are tied at third at 5-1, with Keisha giving the tiebreaker to Rossville, however they determine those tiebreakers. Riley County and St. Mary's are tied at 4-2. Marysville is in 7-3-2. And Beloit is an 8th at 4-3, so it is neck and neck. Meanwhile, the Hoyt substate, kind of the opposite, only two teams above 500 in the Class 3A Hoyt substate standings, with Topeka Hayden in first at 5-1. Here, the Compton is the other team that's above 500 in second place at 4-2. There's Jefferson West in third place with a 3-3 overall record. Season were to end today, they would be the 3 seed in the substate tournament. In fourth place, just behind them, is Royal Valley, a game back. Halfback of them is ACCHS. In fifth place, 2-5. Tied for sixth is Hiawatha and Sabetha, 1-5. And Bishop Ward is 0-6 and in eighth place. So lots of Big 7 teams in the Hoyt substate and a lot of soon-to-be Big East teams in the Riley County substate, with Silver Lake there, of course, Rossville, St. Mary's in Riley County, and next year, Nemaha Central as well. So a lot of great basketball to be played, including here tonight. Should be a fun one. Jefferson West, again, looking for their first win against Nemaha Central since 2019. As for the Tigers, they won their final 2 games going into Christmas break, but they've had a tough time scoring the basketball this season. They have scored 42 or fewer points in every single game this season, and they're averaging just 33.8 point per game. The defense has been pretty solid, though, as they give up 40 points per game. And taking a look at the starters for Nemaha Central. Leading the way is number 3, a 5'11 junior, Callie Honeyman. Number 5, a 5'7 junior, Zoe Sudbeck. Number 14, a 5'6 junior, Hallie Holthouse. Number 30, a 5'6 junior, Cammie Dollinghouse. And number 31, a 6-foot junior, Reagan Garrity. And for Jefferson West, number 1, a senior, Ella Dickey. Number 2, a senior, Hallie Tuck. Number 5, a senior, Kenley Stone. Number 22, a sophomore, Addison Schwinn. And number 34, a sophomore, Colby Noel. Let's step aside for a couple minutes and come back with tip-off here on your Game of the Week on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528,
336-3528. The answer is yes, SBS. This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
KMZA.
Big 7 Showdown, Jefferson West, Nemaha Central. Back here in Meriden, Jared Sluppy with you. Should be a good one. Two teams that are in the top three as of right now in the Big 7 standing. Looking back at the schedules for these two teams, I mentioned Nemaha Central's lone loss, their lone blemish on their schedule was against St. Mary's. That was literally 1 month ago on December the 5th. But since then, they have home wins against Holton, Hiawatha, and Sabetha, and that road win against Perry LeCompton, a defensive clinic for the Thunder, as only Paxton and Taylor Dammy were able to score in that one. And after today, it's the big one on Tuesday at Riverside for the Thunder, one that everybody's been circling since the beginning of the season. Last year we had that game as a finale. That was a real fun one. This year it's coming up on Tuesday, but Nemaha Central wanting to take care of business right now. As for Jefferson West, mentioned those two wins before Christmas. That was at Sabetha and then Holton at home. Before that, they lost to Perry LeCompton on the road on the 12th of December. And they started the season 1-3, but they are now 3-3 with a couple wins. There's a tip-off, and we are underway here in Meriden. Nemaha Central wins the tip. Pass down low, shut up, off the glass is no good. Rolling out of there from Zoe Sudbeck, and a whistle as the ball went out of bounds. They'll stay with the Thunder. That's been an issue for the Thunder this season, is making some of those bunnies. Coach Haddon Hiltgen talking to me before the game. They're just hoping they can continue what they do on defense and maybe hit a couple shots today. The inbound goes inside to Callie Honeyman. She lost it momentarily, but she got it back. This is Dollinghouse, drives right side. High off the glass, no good, but she fouled. And she will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And that personal foul will go against Hallie Tuck of Jefferson West. Amy Dollinghouse shooting 51.6% from the free throw line, averaging 7.2 points per game. This team as a whole shoots 47.7% from the cherry stripe. First free throw for Dollinghouse is short and no good. talking about the shooting for this Nemaha Central team, shooting just 32.2% from the floor. But if they can just get a couple of girls hot at the right time, this team will be A-OK as the second free throw is good. So Donghouse gets Nemaha Central on the board first with the free throw. A quick pass to Ella Dickey, the team's leading scorer in this game last year. And a long three is no good on the far side wing by Addison Trin. A long rebound, and in the break is the Thunder. Three on two, layup good, right side for Callie Honeyman. First field goal of the game also is awarded to the girls in purple. Purple on purple uniforms, blue down the side. Jefferson West, white on white with black letters and numbers. Hand off to Schwinn, who missed three-point jumper last possession. Pass is a little bit high. Nice leaping grab by Kinley Stone. She drives underneath the basket, kicking to the corner for Dickey. Couple dribbles, shot, no good. Mid-range jumper, a fantastic rebound. Zoe Sudbeck ripping it away from Kobe Noel. Nice pass for Dollinghouse up ahead. A layup good for Reagan Garrity. Nice find for Dollinghouse near half court. And Garrity is right underneath the basket. She laid it up and in. And it's 5-0 Nemaha Central. Talked about the defensive clinics for Nemaha Central against Perry of the Compton. They shut out the cause in the first quarter. They're doing that right now with 640 to go in this first quarter. Bank shot off the glass. No good for three by Hallie Tuck. Long rebound. Here comes Nemaha Central once again. Coming underneath the basket, if Callie Honeyman stops the short corner, kicks it out, and Dollinghouse will give it to the near side wing. Hallie Holdhouse, most three-point attempts on the team with 24, but shooting just a hair over 18.7, or actually a hair under 19% at 18.7. Coming off a screen, making the catch to Dollinghouse from the top of the key, drives right. Holdhouse, jab step, drives baseline, gets past the defender, off the glass, no good. Rebound secured by Addison Schwinn. Schwinn keeps it herself, almost lost it. Good defense by Hallie Holdhouse, defending her, bringing it up. He gives up to Hallie Tuck. Here's a handoff far side corner. Stone drives baseline and trying to get around Holdhouse. I think she tried to take a charge, but she kind of just fell to the ground and really absorbed the contact. She kind of just collapsed. And it'll be a blocking foul against Holdhouse. Both teams with one foul apiece with 5:55 left to go in the first quarter. Still 5-0 in favor of the Thunder. Inbound underneath the basket on the far side as Tuck gets it into the far side wing to Ella Dickey. And she'll bring it to the top of the key, and the leading scorer and the play caller for the Tigers will set the play here. Mentioned the struggles offensively for Jefferson West. Those have continued here into this one. Hasn't been able to surpass the 42-point mark this season, and it'll be a travel. Penetration on the right side by Kinley Stones, and she kind of fell over, wanting the foul call. Not going to get it. It's a turnover to the Thunder. Nemaha Central's defense has been fabulous this year, giving up just 28.8 points per game. Meanwhile, scoring 41.5 points per game. A drive by Dollinghouse, left side, and she's fouled. She started going to the right, went around back to her left across the free throw line, and was able to get a shot off the glass that was a little bit too strong, but she'll get some free throws here. And Hallie Tuck now with two personal fouls. This free throw on the way is no good. 1-for-2 from the strike the last trip. First substitution of our game is Harriet Dean checks in. One of the many freshmen on this Tigers squad. Second free throw for Dollinghouse is good, so stays with that 50%. Looks like the first try. 2 points apiece for Dollinghouse, Garrity, and also Callie Honeyman. It's 6-0 Nemaha Central. Drive right side. Dean high off the glass, falling away, and not tipped. It goes out of bounds. The shot didn't even hit the backboard. It's another turnover by Jefferson West, and they continue have not been able to get anything going offensively. Dollinghouse calls out the play for the Thunder. Honeyman, near side wing. Zoe Sudbeck looks on. Stops the key catch. Holdhouse, far side wing. Then across the paint. Nice catch down low for Sudbeck. And some contact, no foul. She misses a shot. She saves it from going out of bounds. Missed opportunity for the Thunder. Kimmy Stone comes up with it. Drives left side, and foul going up. And the Jefferson West senior will go to the free throw line to shoot two. The foul goes against Callie Honeyman. 5'11 junior for the Thunder. 4:56 left to go first quarter. 6-0 our score in favor of Nemaha Central. Stones the inbounder. A nice find underneath the basket, but a miss underneath for Colby Noel. Rebound Nemaha Central looking to push. After the miss, near side corner for Honeyman. And passes to Dollinghouse, and they'll now set the play. Near side wing, Honeyman. Going to the corner of Stallinghouse. Instead, giving it up to the top of the key for Zoe Sudbeck. Far side wing catch for Hallie Holthouse. Looks at the top of the key off the screen. And find a far side elbow catch for Garrity. Hasn't had a whole lot of touches here so far this evening, but does have a basket regardless. Honeyman drives left side. It's screened by Garrity. Shot at the glass. No good. Eye off the window and into the arms of Harriet Dean. Pass up ahead. A nice catch on the run, but a reverse layup is no good by Kinley Stones. Rebounding off central. This one by Honeyman. She brings up herself. On Holthouse. And we are now halfway through this first quarter. Still 6-0 in favor of the Thunder. Catch by Donghouse. Head fake. Now dribbles backwards towards the JW at midcourt. Honeyman catch far side wing. Once again, Donghouse flash into the far side corner. High post catch by Sudbeck. Pass near side wing. Wide open three for Hallie Holthouse. That one missing the iron, hitting the glass, and a rebound for Noel of Jefferson West. Up ahead, Stones, left side, bumps in to Honeyman, and they're going to call a foul against Callie Honeyman. She didn't really do much, but she didn't have her hands up in the air. And as a result, she picked up her second personal foul. And Omaha Central going to the bench for the first time this evening with Emma Hermes checking in for Zoe Sudbeck. And now it'll be Anna Hermes checking in for Callie Honeyman. So a pair of substitutions. And now also in for the first time tonight for Jefferson West is Burley Sanders. Coming in for Colby Noel. Inbound is to Sanders. She's going to hand it off to Stones from the near side wing. Dribble it towards the middle with 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Stuck at 6-0 for a little while here. And Hermish is almost able to get that takeaway, but holding on to the basketball is Jefferson West. Stones drives right side. On Dollinghouse, she pokes it away and out of bounds. Nice hands by the 5'6 junior. Another substitution for Jeff West. It's Olivia Meyer, and she will check in for Kinley Stones. Dean, the inbounder. Looking for someone to get it to. Pass deflected on the inbound, but into the hands of Ella Dickey, fortunately for the Tigers. Catch and a shot off the glass. No good. Off the dribble by Dean. Rebound for Omaha Central. Donghouse looking to push the issue. Far side. And with her left hand, she's going to take some contact and get the foul call. We have 3:02 to go. On the floor. And Ella Dickey gets the personal. That'll be her first, team's third. Both teams with 3 team fouls apiece. Garrity on the catch on the inbound. Holthouse find inside from the top of the key down low to Anna Hermes, and she's foul going up. So another foul by Jeff West, and now Omaha Central will be in the bonus the rest of the way as that foul picked up by Olivia Meyer. Olivia Meyer, a junior for this Tigers team. And that's for Anna Hermes, her first chance to get a couple points for the Thunder, a 5'7 senior to the charity stripe. First free throw on the way is good. Thunder now 3-for-5 from the free throw line. Cammie Dollinghouse went 2-for-4 in her two trips. Second free throw on its way. That one's short. Offensive rebound put back is good by Hallie Holthouse. So off the miss of Anna Hermish. You get 3 points out of the deal. It's 9-0. 2:50 to go first quarter. Dollinghouse and Holthouse with a double team against Ella Dickey. Give up into the corner. That's going to be a 3 far side. No good for Schwinn. And rebound secured by Holthouse. Looking to push. Pass up ahead. And Dollinghouse cutting towards the basket. Lay it up and in. 4 points for Cammie Dollinghouse. The first Thunder player with multiple scores. And it's 11-0. And a whistle and a travel. Or no, this is not travel. Beg your pardon. A timeout is called by head coach Felipe McCree. And we'll take it as well and step aside for 30 seconds. 11-0 Omaha Central here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
KMZA.
11-0 our score. So we're about 2.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Dominant performance so far for the Thunder. Defensively, not allowing any open baskets, especially down low. And even in the perimeter, they've been defending that very well as well. Head coach Haddon Hilton, again, before the game, stressing, making sure that they continue to do what they've been doing on defense, which they certainly have. And they've been getting some shots as well. Honeyman, Holdhouse, Garrity with 2 points, Cammie Dollinghouse with 4, and Hermish with a free throw. It's Tiger basketball out of the break with 2:25 exactly here to go in this first quarter. Dean inbounds it to Dickey. Get right back to Dean into the near side wing. Dribbling to the right side is Meyer. Kick it out. Schwinn for 3. Missed her first one. Made the second one. And Jefferson West on the scoreboard with 2:10 to go. Holdhouse in the short corner. And Hermish thought about the long two. Instead gives it up. The top of the key to Cammie Dollinghouse. This one taken away almost. Olivia Meyer poked it free, but they get it back. 1:53 to go. From the far side wing, past the top of the key for Hallie Holdhouse. Hermish. Sama Hermish. Drive left side. Kick. Head fake. Holdhouse gives up top of the key. Good defense this time around by Jefferson West playing the man-to-man. Holdhouse looking inside. Can't find Zoe Sudbeck. Gives it up. Open look for Emma Hermish. That one a little bit too strong. Excuse me, Anna Hermish, and a long rebound secured by Ella Dickey. To keep it herself with 90 seconds left. Crossover dribble, Dollinghouse defending. Dean to Schwinn, far side wing. Couple dribbles to the far side. Nice defense by Anna Hermish, and now she's got her cornered. In trouble, and that's going to be 5 seconds. Fantastic defense by the 5'7 senior, Anna Hermish. And Nemaha Central gets the ball back. 11-3 lead with 1:12 to go. So Dollinghouse will bring it up once again. Calls out the play. And she'll go to the near side to Anna Hermish. 1 minute now left to go. Holdhouse comes to the top of the key to make the catch. Emma Hermish now far side for Dollinghouse. Cross-court pass way over the head of Zoe Sudbeck. Not quite sure what she saw that time. But out of bounds and a turnover back to the Tigers with 54.5 seconds left to go. Now Coach McCree calls the play. Dickey is going to be met by a couple of Thunder defenders, and now they kind of back off just a little bit. Dollinghouse defending Dickey. Dean now far side wing catch for Stones. Drives middle. Been so aggressive tonight, and she fouled going up, and she'll hopefully be able to pay this off for Jefferson West with 40.7 seconds left. She's been attacking, but coming up empty every single time. This time might be able to pay it off. After that personal foul picked up by Zoe Sudbeck, now both teams in the double bonus the rest of the way. First free throw for Stones. Good. No 2-point field goals yet for Jefferson West. They have a 3-pointer from Madison Schwinn and the free throw by Stones. Second one on the way. That one's a little too strong and a rebound secured by Nemaha Central. Nice pass by Dollinghouse up ahead. Too strong off the glass, though, by Zoe Sudbeck. Here come the Tigers with 30 seconds left. They trail 11-4. Crossover dribble. Nice behind the back dribble as Stones gets to the free throw line, kicks it out. Head fake Dean. Drives baseline, kicks it out. Stones, good catch. Far side wing. Head fake. Defended by Holdhouse. Drive right side and is fouled on the floor. And that will go. That'll send her to the free throw line to shoot two. So trying to get a little bit of a run going here. It was 11-0. And the Tigers trying to make this a 2-possession game before the end of the second. At the end of the first quarter. That foul picked up by Emma Hermish, her first. First free throw by Stones. Rattles in there. One more try with 14.4 seconds left in the frame. That one's on its way, and that one is good. So 3-for-4 is Stones from the free throw line at the end of the period. 10 seconds left for Nemaha Central. Dollinghouse pass the near side of wing. Hermish, 7 seconds. Top of the key catch. Now far side. 3 seconds. Holdhouse. 2 seconds. Is she aware of it? 3-ball on the way. Straight away is no good by Anna Hermish. It was a good look. I don't think Holdhouse was aware of how much time was left. And that is the end of the quarter. So after an 11-0 run to start, a 6-0 run at the end of the quarter, and Omaha Central leads Jefferson West 11-6. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals. Guidance with the latest technology. on-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
Here we go with quarter number two, 11-6. Our score after 8 minutes of play. Beaumont Central, Suffolk defense to start the game, going up 11-0, but a little 6-0 Jefferson West run at the end of the quarter, and they're going to get the ball out of the break as well. Chance to make this a one-possession game. Vicky, pass, far side wing, Dean. Now Stone's with it. She's been real aggressive, looking to penetrate. Instead, she gives it up. Dean's going to try a three. Good! Harriet Dean, the freshman, on the scoreboard for the first time tonight, and it's 11-9. Honeyman, pass inside, a whistle and a foul against Riley Sanders, defending Reagan Garrity down low near side block. Garrity with a nice cut across the lane. She got open, and Riley Sanders trying to play from behind. Commits the personal, reversed. Inbound is in the Dollinghouse, trying to find someone open. Here's a pass to top for Callie Honeyman. Give up to Holthouse. Here's side wing, Dollinghouse. Goes to her left hand, goes towards the middle. Jefferson West was in a man-to-man for a while, now in a 2-3 zone. Catch and square, jumper, good, 12-footer. Nicely done by Zoe Subbeck, her first basket of the game. Caught that right at the elbow, took a couple steps towards the basket, and drained it without any dribbles. Now Dickey in trouble, double team, it's stolen by Dollinghouse, and a foul picked up by Dickey after she turned it over, and that is her second personal foul. That is huge in favor of Beaumont Central. Leading scorer for Jefferson West picks her second personal foul. She will stay in the game for the time being. A late substitution is Olivia Meyer just now getting to the scorer's desk. Near side corner catch. Honeyman's going to try a triple. That one too strong, trying to retaliate. Long rebound for Kobe Noel to keep it herself. Going up the far side for the Tigers. Trying to tie or take the lead here. This possession pass deflected and intercepted by Callie Honeyman. She's going to try to take it one-on-one. Going up the far side, and she is bumped and fouled by Kobe Noel. And Noel picks up the first personal. And already the third team foul against Jefferson West. Only one more foul to give. Four there in the bonus the rest of the way. There's 6:44 remaining in the second quarter. A 13-9 lead in favor of Beaumont Central. That one rattles all over the place and falls out for Callie Honeyman. Beaumont Central 3-for-7 from the free throw line. That's for Jefferson West. They are 3-for-4. All four of those attempts it makes her from Kinley Stones. Second try is also no good. Rebound Sanders to Jefferson West. A good strong rebound with a couple of Thunder players trying to reach in and knock it away. Stones with it, far side. Brings across half court to the wing. Drives middle, splits a double team. Layup off the glass is good! What a take by Kinley Stones. She has been electric. In her first field goal, she has 5 points. It's 13-11. Omaha Central trying to quickly respond. Pass top the key. Back into the corner. Holthouse, her second try of the day. That one is good. And Hallie Holthouse knocks down the first three of the game for Beaumont Central. Team that hasn't shot great this season from beyond the arc is now quickly. Jefferson West trying to score right back. Three ball near side. Stones. Good. Kinley Stones with the three. 5 points this quarter, 8 on the game, and it's 16-14. After a slow start for Jefferson West, they got some fireworks going here. 14-5 run, Jefferson West. Holthouse hit top of the key for Dollinghouse. Calls out the play, near side wing catch for Honeyman. Mid-range jumper for Sudbeck on the catch from Garrity. No good from 10 feet away. Rebound goes to Kobe Noel of Jefferson West. Dean brings it up. Dribbles to the wing, and she's tripped up and fouled. And Callie Honeyman with the personal, and that is going to be, I believe, her third, and it is. That is her third personal foul. So she for sure will not be playing for the rest of the half as Emma Hermes checks in. Inbound goes to Meyer. Far side wing catch. And Stone's with it after getting it from Dean. 5.5 to play, second quarter, 16-14. Fun one here in Meriden. Drive middle and kick by Stones. Passes a little bit low off the shin of Dean, but she's able to underhand pass it into the corner for Noel. And her pass back out to Dean is stolen away by Emma Hermish. Hermish to Holdhouse, top of the key. One dribble to the right side, gives it right back to Hermish. Give it right back to Holdhouse, top of the key. Now far side, Dollinghouse with it from the wing. 5 minutes to go. High post catch, head fake, side back, she kicks it out of there. She's been working hard inside so far here tonight. Holdhouse, nice jab step, gets away from a defender. And a drive, pull up jumper, too strong off the glass. Offensive rebound, Garrity off the Dollinghouse. Miss is no good, and a rebound for Colby Noel. More missed opportunities around the rim for Nemaha Central. Kind of in the story during this, right now, 14-5 Jefferson West run. And a timeout is called by Coach Hilton of Nemaha Central. We'll take it with them. 4:37 to go, second quarter, 16-14 Nemaha Central here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
16-14, this one is close. It was 11-0. It's now 16-14. Nemaha Central still in control of the lead. Jefferson West, coached by Felipe McCree, taking some extra time in this timeout. Looks like they're ready to go. And so are we. Tigers get the ball out of the break, and we're back underway. Near side corner catch, going middle is Noel. Pulls up, shot is caught over Zoe Sudbeck, and we are tied. Colby Noel with her first basket of the game at 16-16. Near side wing catch for Holdhouse. Nemaha Central trying to get some sort of momentum going offensively. The defense has softened up quite a bit since their 11-0 start. That's tripping off his foul, and it is. Is Emma Hermish pushed off? Easy call for the official to make, and that is Emma Hermish's second personal foul. Second on the team. And 4:14 to go. A chance for Jefferson West to get their first lead of the night. Meyer, pass on the near side corner. Noel goes to the middle. Drives right side on Sudbeck. It's like last possession, but a wraparound pass to Stones. So drive left on Dollinghouse, then she's fouled on the floor. 13 foul on the Thunder, and that personal foul will go against Cammy Dollinghouse, and that'll be her first personal. Callie Honeyman on the bench with three personal fouls for the Thunder. Meanwhile, Hallie Tuck and Ella Dickey on the bench for Jefferson West with 2,000 apiece. 3:59 to go, all knotted up, 16-16. Sanders catches it. On your side corner, she has a room to drive as Garrity went on the top side and forces a turnover as Sanders double dribble with it. Garrity's strategy of forcing her to dribble it works. Thunder trying to get the lead right back. They haven't lost it yet. Well, I guess they haven't trailed is the better way of putting that. Far side wing catch for Dollinghouse. On top of the key for Hermish. Near side for Holdhouse. Cutting it across to Sudbeck. Not going to give it to her, though. Far side Hermish. Going to try a three off the catch. And that one a little bit too strong. And a foul against Dollinghouse. Pushing off against Stones. Wrapping around trying to get the offensive rebound. That's going to be her second personal. Emma Hermish, Cammy Dollinghouse, also with two personal fouls. And now Anna Hermish will check in for Dollinghouse. She'll come to the bench. Be her first time coming. Take a seat with 3:31 to go in the second quarter. Still 16-16. Another opportunity for the Tigers to get their first lead. Meyer brings it up for the Tigers. Goes to the far side. Dean clears to the middle. Trying to get Stone to clear out to the baseline. She does just that. Pass to Dean. Top the key on your side for Noel. Defended by Sudbeck. Going to bounce and hand it off. Stone's going to try a three. That's off the right side and missing everything. And a rebound secured by Emma Hermish. And she is fouled going the other way. The officials are not allowing a whole lot of contact for either team. Both teams are now in the bonus. That foul committed by Olivia Meyer, that's her second personal. And timeout is called by Coach McCree. 16-16, 3:08 to go, second quarter. A step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
We are tied up here. A good one so far here, Meriden. 16-16, just outside of 3 minutes to go in this first half. And those just joining us, it was 11-0, Emaw Central. Great start for the Thunder, playing some great defense and finishing around the rim for the most part. Had a couple misses, but our defense was making up for it. But now the defense has kind of softened a little bit, and as a result, Jefferson West has been able to get some open looks inside, mainly with Kinley Stones playing really well. She's been penetrating. She even did that early in the first quarter when she was missing some of her shots. They were heavily defended, granted, but she made some free throws and snowballed it into the second quarter, made a two-point basket and a three-pointer, and she has 8 points and leads all scorers here in this one. Back underway, Nemaw Central gets the ball out of the break. Been stuck at 16-16 for a little while now. Had a scoring bonanza at the beginning of the quarter, and it's kind of settled since then. Holdhouse dribbles right into the near side wing. Top to key catch for Hermish. Pass inside high post catch for Garrity. Good defense by Sanders, and she forces to kick it out. Drive, triple team, kick it out. Sudbeck from the corner. High catch Garrity. Hand off, and a travel is called against Emma Hermish. That possession lasted 30 seconds, resulting in a Emaw Central turnover. Reminder that our halftime show is coming up next, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Crossover dribble, Stones, drive, kick, Steen, three-pointer, not a great catch and shoot as she kind of hip-fired it, and nice rebound on the floor as Noel, and she gets it out to Sanders, keeping the drive alive for Jefferson West with 2:17 to go. Stones drives right on Holdhouse from the short corner, goes underneath the basket. Offensive foul, they're going to say she pushed off. Say she wrapped around her defender, and that'll be her first personal. Fifth team foul, but of course, offensive foul is not results in bonus free throws. Here we go. Emaw Central gets it back. Near side wing catch. Brandon Hermit, or bigger pardon, Emma Hermish. Drive left side for Holly Holdhouse. Now 2 minutes to go. Sudbeck, top of the key catch for Anna Hermish, near side wing. Back to Sudbeck, drives left, gets a screen by Garrity, dribbles into the corner. Not really being super aggressive, here's a lob inside, it's thrown away by Burley Sanders, trying to find Garrity. Had no business throwing that pass. Here come the Tigers, Stones. Another little bit of push off on the face, and you could have said it was an offensive foul, but that's going to be a turnover. That should have been an offensive foul. Stones not only pushed off at the end of the play, but kind of smacked Tally Holdhouse in the face accidentally. Granted, but still, that should have been an offensive foul. But either way, Emaw Central gets the ball back with 90 seconds left. And for officiating crew, that's been kind of fickle with allowing a lot of contact. Nothing that time. Hermish for the catch. High post now for Sudbeck. Looking for Emma Hermish near side wing to give it to her. Stop with the key catch for Holdhouse. Going to fire away a three. Off the right side, no good. Missing everything. Offensive rebound, Garrity. Right side block, and she's fouled on the floor. And Sanders picks up her second personal foul. Now center of the free throw line to shoot two with 1.1 seconds left. And now Haddon Hilchin having a word with Hallie Holdhouse. Two free throws coming up for Reagan Garrity. A 53.3% free throw shooter. Is that one too strong for the team's leading scorer? We talk about Emaw Central as a team that doesn't really have a superstar player. Or have anybody that's scoring more than 9 points a game as Garrity again leading the team with 8.7 points per game. She goes 1-for-2 from the free throw line here. 6 points in the quarter for Emaw Central. Or sorry, I didn't mean 1 second left. I mean 1 point. Let's try that again. 1 minute and 111 seconds left. So we have left here in the second quarter. Near side wing catch. Drive left side. Dean in trouble. It's going to be a jump ball. Nice hands by Zoe Sudbeck. The possession arrow favors Emaw Central, so they force a turnover with 57.4 seconds left. Cammie Dollinghouse will check in for Anna Hermisch. Dollinghouse with two personal fouls. But Emma Hermisch also in the game as well with two personal fouls for Emaw Central. Holly Holdhouse, pass near side wing, catch for Hermisch. Pass fake far side, now they give it to Dollinghouse on the far side. Top of the key catch. Thinking about the three is Emma Hermisch, now gives it up. Holdhouse. One dribble, back to Hermisch. Back to Holdhouse, against the 2-3 zone of Jefferson West. Not a lot of dribbling here in this possession. High post catch, Sudbeck puts up a contested shot, no good. Rebound by Sanders, good defense by Sanders. And the senior secures the rebound with 26 seconds left. Coming the other way, left side, Dean drives in the lane, the sophomore loses it. In a travel. Beg your pardon, Dean, the freshman, not a sophomore, but either way, Nemohan Central gets the ball back with 20.9 seconds left. And it has been a little while since Jefferson West has been able to put points on the board, but they have outscored Nemohan Central 11-6 here in this quarter, which was the score in that first quarter. Or, sorry, 10-6, beg your pardon. Either way, 8 seconds left. Dollinghouse, near side, catch for Sudbeck, 5 seconds. Top of the key catch, Hermisch. Now far side, Holdhouse fires away a shot with 1 second, a little bit too strong, and that is how the second quarter comes to a close. 17-16 is our score at the half. Your Highland Community College halftime show coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Highland True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Highland True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online HighlandTrueValue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Highland True Value and Just Ask Rental, behind every project, is a true value.
January is National Blood Donor Month to encourage donors to give blood. Blood is traditionally in short supply during the winter months due to holiday, travel schedule, inclement weather, and illness. A reduction in turnout can put our nation's blood inventory at a critical low. Every day in our country, approximately 39,000 units of blood are required in hospitals and emergency treatment facilities. The components of one pint of blood can help the lives of three people. Please consider donating blood this time of year. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
17-16 is your score at the break here on our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Recapping how this one has unfolded so far, Nemaw Central started the game with that suffocating defense that they have played so well all season long, and they were making their shots underneath the basket early, going up to an 11-0 run. But however, Jefferson West was able to go on a run of their own as Nemaw Central's defense softened up a bit. They closed out the quarter, make it 11-6, and Jefferson West continued that run into the second quarter and got it tied 16-16. We were stuck at a 16-16 tie for multiple minutes. I think probably about 3 or 4 minutes of game time. It was stuck 16-16, and Nemaw Central knocked down a free throw by Reagan Garrity to make it 17-16 at our break. Let's take a look at your individual scoring leaders in this one so far. Starting off with Jefferson West, leading all scorers, is Kinley Stones. 8 points for Kinley. She had a three-point basket in the second quarter and a nice penetration layup as well in the second quarter, and knocked down three free throws in the first quarter as well. With 3 points apiece, Harriet Dean knocked down a three-pointer in the second quarter, and Addison Schwinn knocked one down in the first quarter, and Colby Noel has a two-point basket as well in the second quarter. As for Nemaha Central, leading the way in scoring with 5 points, Natalie Holdhouse knocked down a big-time three early on in the second quarter, made a two-point field goal in the first quarter as well, and also with 4 points, or actually, no, big part, 2 points is Callie Honeyman. She had a two-point field goal, and she had two free throw attempts. Unable to cash in on those. She had three personal fouls in this one as well. Also 2 points for Zoe Sudbeck. 4 points for Cammy Dollinghouse. A two-point field goal and a couple of free throws for her. Reagan Garrity has three and one free throw for Anna Hermish. So it's been a close one so far, with the exception of that first about 6 minutes, maybe first 5 minutes of first quarter action when it was all Nemaha Central. Since then, it has been cutthroat. It's been a fun one so far. And we'll see how the second quarter, bigger part of this third quarter, will unfold here in just a few minutes. Let's step aside for another about 3 minute break, and then we'll come back with your keys to the second half. And then some second half action here on our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Nemaha Central leads 17-16 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course, or jetting off to some popular vacation spots, or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a lost bee that found my way into your car. And now that I'm in here, good luck getting me out.
I think it's gone. Wait, no, it's in my hair.
And if you don't have the right auto insurance coverage, well, this could be quite a sticky situation. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
This is Mitch Otmer, Regional Market President for Nemaha County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaha County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home.
You feel right at home. Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here in Meriden, Nemaw Central leading on the road 17-16. Ray back in the booth. Jared Clubby with you. Take a look at some scores around our area here in our Holt House Auto House scoring updates. Starting off with a halftime score in the Big 7. Hiawatha girls leading Royal Valley 29-20. We also got a score for you, or actually a couple scores for you in the Twin Valley League as well. How about this one? Centralia. What a year they've had. Nice start for Dusty Thompson and his crew. A-League Lynn, a team that is ranked in 182, 18-2 after the first quarter. And as for Clifton Clyde, they are off to a strong start in their game at Axtell. They lead in the Battle of the Eagles 19-7. Brad Brockstrom, the head coach for Axtell, has his girls off to a solid start as well. 4-2 to start his year, just kind of hoping things go a little bit better than they did last year. Just like last year, 4-2 to start, but then the Eagles lost 13 of their last 16 games, and they won just 7 regular season games a year ago. So hoping for a little bit better of a result than that, but it's going to be tough with Clifton Clyde here tonight, and then Hanover coming up on Tuesday before the TBL tournament. Back here in the Big 7, though, looking at schedules ahead for these two teams. For Nemaha Central, after tonight, they will head to Riverside. Coming up, the big one on Tuesday. Trying to not overlook this one that's being played right ahead of us now. After that, they have a couple of home games against Royal Valley and then a non-league game against Marysville on the 19th for the Wellsville invite. Jefferson West will be in that tournament as well, but leading up to the Wellsville invite, the Wellsville invite for the Tigers. On Tuesday, they'll start a 3-game road trip. They're at Royal Valley next Tuesday. Next Friday, they're at Hiawatha. They take on Class 4A Atchison on the 16th for the Wellsville invite for them. Another look at the top three in the Big 7. Riverside, Nemaha Central, 4-0 in league play. Riverside girls are 6-0. Nemaha Central, 5-1. Jefferson West is in third place by themselves at 3-2. I guess they're technically tied with Paraly Compton. They're 2-1, but they have the winning percentage tiebreaker. But either way, Jefferson West, 3-2, 3-3 overall. And we're back underway. That was your halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. This is Hallie Tuck. It's been a while since she's been in. Almost turned it over right away. Noelle has the pass that was deflected. Drive by Stones from the far side corner. Seems like she tries to penetrate every single time she has the basketball. Tuck with one dribble. Pass fake. Got her defender up in the air. Cross court to Stone. She'll try to drive again, but she traveled. Stones turns it over to the Thunder. Meanwhile, Central trying to get on the scoreboard for the first time here in this third quarter. Dollinghouse with it. Near side wing catch for Hallie Holthouse. Cross-court pass, Tom Dickey catch, Sudbeck. Instant entry pass to Garrity. Shot up high off the glass, no good, too strong. It was a good look. But Noel was able to send that one and knock the shot off its path. Stones aggressive, and that's going to be a travel as she tried to go up, and she had it pinned against her hip, and she tried to go up and put it right on Zoe Sudbeck's torso and kind of took that extra step and kind of fell into her and traveled. It's Nemaha Central basketball. Drive, Dollinghouse, no passes, takes it all the way, and she misses the layup. Offensive rebound, Sudbeck, that one is no good. Loose and picked up by Ella Dickey. She had a poke free by Dollinghouse, just trying to knock it free, and instead Dickey holds on to it, and she'll bring it up. Two personal fouls for Dickey, and she's scoreless as well. Driving kick, and now reversing course is Tuck. And trying to get Dickey to go to the far side, and she does just that as Coach McCree sets it to play. She'll go to the near side, however. Tuck drives right side to the block, kicks it out. Schwinn drives right side, pull-up jumper, a little floater, no good from 12 feet. Rebound secured by Zoe Sudbeck and Nemaha Central. Dollinghouse, nice pass up ahead to Reagan Garrity. Lays it up, and she's underneath the basket. She might have traveled. Putback is no good by Callie Honeyman, and it'll stay with the Thunder. So getting away with the travel, Nemaha Central's going to get a second chance at this. 6:24 left to go. Third quarter, still 17-16 in favor of the Thunder. Good sized crowd here in this Big 7 bouts. Two teams in the top three in the league. Nice find for Garrity on the inbound, laid up and in. Dollinghouse with the assist, and Reagan Garrity with her first field goal since the first quarter. She has 5, and it's 19-16, our first basket of this second half. Dickey bringing it up, left side for Jefferson West. It's the Tuck. Hands it off. Stones penetrates. Nice screen by Tuck. Shot up straight away. It's no good. Rowls out. Couple defenders guarding her. Couldn't get the shot to fall. Holthouse pushing up the far side. Now she'll slow it up. gives up the dribble. Backdoor cut. Nice find for Honeyman. And she's foul going up. And she'll shoot two. Well, they're going to say that was on the floor. They're going to say this on the floor. No, it's going to be two shots. The official on the far side pointed underneath the basket. And the Jefferson West crowd not happy about it, because I think that is what they're not happy about. The first free throw is no good. McCallie Honeyman, because the official on the far side was pointing underneath the basket to say that it should be underneath the basket. Coach McCree is wondering the same thing here. So that's exactly what he's communicating. So some miscommunication in between the officials. Second free throw coming up here, though, either way, for Callie Honeyman to try to make this a two-possession game with 5:51 left to go in the third quarter. It is good. So Honeyman with her first free throw make of the game. She's now 1-for-4 from the charity stripe. It's 20-16. Stone gets the pass. Holthouse takes it all the way herself, and she's fouled. Bucked down low by Reagan Garrity, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. The aggressiveness of Stones. It was, at the beginning of the game, she was taking it strong to the basket, using her head, but there were times late in the second quarter she would kind of just do reckless abandon, and now more miscommunication with the officials on whether or not to be on the floor or not, and they're going to say that it is going up for two. And now Coach Hilton is saying it should be on the floor. Now the far side official is saying it should be on the floor. And it all depends on who made the call, and now the officials will come together. This is a mess. So both of the two possessions, miscommunication between the officials and whether the foul should be on the floor or going up. And now it looks like they're going to change the call to on the floor. So Jefferson West gets neither of the calls. And they'll have to inbound it and try to score it that way. Here's the inbound for Tuck underneath the basket from the near side. Here's a lob to Dickey. She'll drive left side. Didn't think she was ready for it. She'll shoot off the backboard. No good. Rebound Callie Honeyman of Nemaha Central. She swarms, so she outlets it to Dellinghouse. She gets tripped up by Dickey. He tried to take a charge. Not going to get the call. It's going to be her third personal. That's not the smartest play that time by Ella Dickey, the senior. Tried to take a charge 40 feet away from the basket with two personal fouls, and she picks up her third. The leading scorer still scoreless here in this one. 5:34 left to go in the third quarter. Here's a nice pass by Dellinghouse through a couple of hands, but a tough time getting it is Sudbeck, and she stepped on the line. It was a nice pass, but it went through a couple of hands. And it kind of messed up Zoe Sudbeck's vision of the basketball. She took her eyes off it for a split second. As a result, she couldn't catch it. 5:31 left to go, third quarter. 20-16, Nemaha Central still leading. Jefferson West had it tied 16-16 after trailing 11-0 early in the first quarter. The Tigers have not led in this one. Shot on the run, a bad shot falling away and shooting off her back foot as Addison Schwinn. But an offensive rebound underneath the basket for Noel. Stone kicks it out. Schwinn will try a three ball short. Long rebound, Garrity, on the run, in stride, 2-on-1 fast break. Garrity with Honeyman, passes to her, layup, no good, but she's fouled, going up. All sorts of craziness, 3 minutes into this third quarter. Now the official communicating, yep, this is indeed a shooting foul, as that foul goes against Addison Schwinn, her first personal. But Harriet Dean will be checking into this game for a substitution of this third quarter for the Tigers. First free throw, good. Shooting that one with confidence is Callie Honeyman after going 1-for-2 her last try at the free throw line. And Dean will check in for Addison Schwinn. Again, 5:05 to go third quarter, and now the first substitution of the half for Nemaha Central as Emma Hermish will check in. She'll come in for Reagan Garrity. And that one is short, no good. Tipped up in the air by Dellinghouse, putting into the hands of Noel. So again, Honeyman can't go perfect on her free throw try. She's now 2-for-6. Poked away from behind by Dellinghouse, thrown away by Honeyman. And she'll go up, and she's fouled from behind. And that is Ella Dickey's fourth personal foul. She comes from behind to try to deter the shot, and she picks up her fourth personal. She is just having a tough time playing smart basketball tonight, unfortunately, for Jefferson West. It's been a rough night for her. Again, she is scoreless. 4:53 left to go in the third quarter. First free throw on its way. And that one is good. So Callie Heineman trying to pay off this time at the free throw line with a couple of makes. One down, one to go. Is right back into the game is Addison Schwinn. And oh, by the way, Nemaha Central in the double bonus the rest of the way for this 4:53 remaining. That one is, again, no good. Rebound in favor of Jefferson West with Kinley Stone calling it down. So go ahead and take it. Coast to coast. In the lane. She's bumped. And they're going to say it's an offensive foul. They didn't even take the charge when they called an offensive foul. And that's going to be her second personal. I don't know about that one. If you want the charge call, you got to take the charge. But either way, the officials give it to her. That's going to be your second personal. 4:40 to go in this third quarter. A wild third period here in Meriden. Far side corner catch, Hermish. Nice pass down low, double team, turnaround, fadeaway jumper, no good. Sudbeck is a good look. And the rebound held in by Tuck. Now that pass goes to Schwinn, although I think it's supposed to be for Dean. Now she'll pass it back to her, and she'll bring it across half court with 4:20 to go. Dean hands it back. Schwinn's going to think about the long three. Now she pulls it down, drives middle, kicks. Near side wing, Stone. Bounce pass, wrap around, three ball straight away for Tuck. It's way off the mark, missing everything. And a rebound ripped away from her four, Zoe Sudbeck. 2-on-2 fast break. Stellinghaus shuffled her feet, and that's going to be a travel. Wouldn't have been a travel in the NBA with the gather, but you don't get a gather step or steps that would be in high school basketball. Reagan Garrity will check back in for Zoe Sudbeck. 4:06 left to go, 22-16, a wild third quarter, which Jefferson West has been shut out in this first half of this third quarter, just like they were in the first half of the first quarter as well. However, Newmont Central's offense has not been as successful as it was in that time frame in the first quarter. They scored just 5 points in the period. Stone, defended by Holdhouse, was going to drive. Hesitate, now go to the right side underneath the basket, pass through the hands of Garrity, loose on the floor. Garrity saves it into the hands of Dollinghouse. Don't have the numbers, but still going to push it. Going down the middle. Bounce pass. Nice find for Honeyman. Shot off the glass. No good. And a jump ball between Tuck and Dollinghouse with 3:28 to go. Possession arrow favors Newmont Central. Dollinghouse will inbound it. Near side underneath the basket. Trying to find a basket off the inbound. Through the hands of Honeyman. And he's picked up by Noel on the run. Don't have the numbers. And swiping it away is Honeyman. And the steal will be credited to Hallie Holdhouse. It was 1-on-4. She should have just held on to it and brought it back instead of trying to push it a little bit too hard. Here's a kick into the corner. Nice pass. Wrap around Honeyman to Dollinghouse in the corner. Can't get the three to go. Dean hauls it in on the rebound. The freshman brings up far side. And the guard dribbles it off of, no, is going to say she just dribbled it out of bounds. So a freshman mistake by Harriet Dean in a turnover goes back to Newmont Central with 3:03 to go. And a timeout is called by Haddon Hilton. Jefferson West still scoreless in the opening 5 minutes of this quarter. It's 22-16 Newmont Central. And we'll step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
KMZA.
22-16 here in this one. Newmont Central with the lead. Got a scoring update for you. 37-7, Jackson Heights leading McLeod at halftime. Scoring update brought to you by Hull House, Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Hull House vehicles have you seen today? HullHouseAutoHouse.com. 3:03 left to go, third quarter. Again, 22-16 in favor of Newmont Central. Jefferson West still looking for their first point of the period, but Newmont Central gets the ball out of the timeout. Called by head coach Haddon Hilton of the Thunder. Far side wing catch. Nice find Dollinghouse underneath the basket for Honeyman, and she lays it up and in. That is just the second field goal make for both teams combined here in this quarter. And a dribble middle for Zoe Sudbeck. And she'll bring it back. Slow it down with Stones. Tuck with it. We're going to hand it off to Schwinn, and she traveled. And it will be Newmont Central basketball. So Callie Honeyman, 5 points in this quarter for the Thunder out of the team's seven. And she has 7 points on the game, leading Newmont Central in scoring. Here's Emma Hermisch. Pass deflected, but into the hands of Dollinghouse. Clubhouse, pass fake baseline, goes middle. Dollinghouse once again with it. Corner, Kesh, three. Hermisch, short. Rebound, Dollinghouse. Poked away by Sanders. She gets it back, though, and she's fouled on the floor. Janelle Center to the free throw line to shoot two as they're in the double bonus. Riley Sanders has picked up her third personal foul. 2:04 now left to go. First free throw is good from Cammie Dollinghouse. She's now 3 for 5 from the free throw line this evening. Kylie Honeyman going to get a breather. Reagan Garrity back in the game. Second free throw. No good. Off the back iron. Rebound. Hallie Holthouse. Kick it out to Dollinghouse, and they'll get another opportunity here. Near side wing. Hermisch to Garrity. Short corner. She's double teamed. She tries to go baseline with it and dribbled it out of bounds. 1:50 left to go here in the third quarter. 25-16. Favorite Nemaha Central. They've outscored the Tigers 8-0. Here's a deep three by Stones. About 5 feet from beyond the arc. It's too strong and a rebound by Nemaha Central. Don't think that's the shot that head coach Felipe McCree would want. Give it to the cutting. Garrity down low, and she's fouled going up. Nice look. Cammie Dollinghouse having an excellent game facilitating the basketball. And 1:34 left to go. Garrity back to the free throw line. It's been a tough night at the free throw line for Nemaha Central as a whole. Garrity is 1 for 2. First one on its way is good. Haven't had a single trip where they went 2 for 2 as a team. Team that shoots 47.7%, and that one is no good. Rebound for the Sanders. 1.5 minutes left to go, 26-16. The Jeff West girls still looking for that elusive first point here in this third quarter. Going middle. And Stones fouled on the floor, and that will be just the second team foul against Nemaha Central. And again, on the flip side, Jefferson West has got Nemaha Central into the double bonus. 1:20 now left to go. Into the corner, three by Dean, off the catch, that's no good. And rebound by Holthouse, too strong from the near side corner. Holthouse to the far side short corner. Hermisch to Hermisch, underneath the basket. Emma Hermisch loses it underneath the basket. It's picked up by Noel, but her back. No, they're going to say it's a jump ball. She didn't have the ball that long. Looked like her back was, her shoulder blade was touching out of bounds. I think that's what head coach Haddon Hiltgen is saying. I think the call, though, is that it was a tie-up before her shoulder blade touched out of bounds, which is the correct call. So Jefferson West gets the basketball after getting a stop. 7 minutes have gone by, still scoreless for Jefferson West. Now losing it is Dean, as Zoe Sudbeck got her hand in to cook that one away. Or beg your pardon, sorry, that was Emma Hermisch. And a jump ball gives it right back to Nemaha Central with 57.3 seconds left. Here the Nemaha Central fans not happy with that previous call, but it was the correct call, as mentioned, the jump ball happening before the shoulder blades touched out of bounds. Dollinghouse is going to hand it off to Honeyman. Garrity, top of the key catch. Holthouse, high post, and entry, and stolen away. Nice leap by Hallie Tuck. Jumped in front of Reagan Garrity to take the pass away. 45 seconds left. Stones, far side wing. Goes middle. Kicks, top of the key catch. Dean will try another three. That one off the left side, no good. And rebound secured by Zoe Sudbeck. Shedding Tiger defenders with 30 seconds left. Push up ahead, long pass for Honeyman. And it looks like she tried to save it, but she was about 6 feet away from going out of bounds, and the Jefferson West crowd wanted to travel, but she didn't really have possession of it. And she saves it from going out of bounds and gives it up. 17 seconds left for the Thunder. Honeyman, near side wing with the catch. Top of the key, Sudbeck, far side wing, Holthouse, heading across the lane. Honeyman catch, far side block, shot blocked by Sanders. And Sanders couldn't save it. He'll stay with the Thunder with 5.4 seconds left. The Thunder just 5 seconds away from completely shutting out Jefferson West in this period. There's the whistle. Inbound. It goes off the hands of Sudbeck and out of bounds. She wasn't looking for it, so 3.5 seconds left now for Jefferson West. They're going to go ahead and guard the inbound about 60 feet away from the basket. It goes in to Tuck. 3 seconds and a half-court heave is way off the mark, and that is how the quarter comes to a close. So Jefferson West scoreless in this third quarter. It's now 26-16. A nice cushion for Nemaha Central. Can they hold on? We'll find out in the fourth quarter coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528. The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Nemaha Central shut out Jefferson West in the third quarter. It's 26-16, very similar to what happened at the beginning of the first quarter. First 5 minutes or so, Nemaha Central shut out Jefferson West, got out to an 11-0 lead, but Jefferson West was able to tie it 16-16, and it was 17-16 going into the halftime break. And now we resume here with one quarter left. Stones with it for Jefferson West. Tuck cutting, driving, bumps into her own teammates, and Honeyman able to reach in there and almost jump. Get a tie-up, but she kicks it out. Stones. Crossover dribble, far side, shot off the glass, and Ella rattles out, halfway down, popping out of there. And a whistle and a foul and a reach in against Stones, or beg your pardon, sorry, against Colby Noel on the rebound for Nemaha Central. Oh, no, they are going to give it to Stones. That's going to be her third. She had 5 points in the second quarter for Jefferson West, was a big reason for why the Tigers were able to tie the game up. So that is actually correction, her fourth personal foul. Kinley Stones now with 4 personal fouls, and she will exit the ball game. Harriet Dean back in. So now actually correction, no, she's staying in the game. Inside wing catch, Dollinghouse. Pass fake, top of the key catch for Emma Hermish. Now far side, Honeyman drives baseline, and it's out on the floor. Stones was defending the basketball. They're going to give her a fifth, or is that against Noel, big call here by the officials, and that's going to be it. That is her fifth personal foul. She is done. Unless they had the wrong number, because I only had 3 personal fouls going into the last one. I think she thought the same thing, but either way, she is done. That is her fifth personal foul. And now Coach McCree is saying, wondering the same thing, because I had her as 3 personal fouls. Yeah, so I think, Coach McCree is arguing at the scores table. And deflection out of bounds. It'll stay with the Thunder. So, I don't know what's going on with everything here tonight. Some stuff has been wacky tonight on different occasions. But either way, Nemaha Central holding on to a 10-point lead. 7:13 to go, fourth quarter. Kinley Stones has fouled out of this ball game after getting just 4 personal fouls. Near side wing catch. Honeyman out of the corner. Nice find for Garrity. High post. She'll kick it out of there. She had a lane to drive. Fans upset that she didn't go up with it. Now Honeyman with it. Pass near side wing. Cutting across the lane. Honeyman with the catch. Nice shot off the glass and good. Callie Honeyman lays it up and in. She has 9. She now leads all scorers. It's 28-16. And off exchange. Near side wing. And losing it is Dickey. Out of bounds. Deflected. It'll stay with the Tigers, 6:36 to go. This has been a weird ball game here tonight. A lot of weird things going on. Some weird runs, some weird calls, some weird things going on with the scores table. Pass deflected and thrown away on the inbound by Callie Honeyman. Nice hands. She was defending the inbound. Cross-court pass, Hermish underneath the basket. It's Holdhouse. She'll kick it out. Dollinghouse wide open three near side wing, and she trails it. Cammy Dollinghouse with her first triple of the night. Just Nemaha Central's second of the game. She has 8 points. And 31-16. Quickly the other way, and they finally break the drought. Lay up and in. McCoy Noel, and she's fouled. 6:16 left to go, and since about 4 minutes left in the second quarter, Jefferson West has finally made a basket. And a substitution after Garrity picked up her second personal, and Zoe Sudbeck checks in. 31-18 now our score. Free throw for Noel, trying to finish off 3-point play, and she nails it. That is just the fifth free throw attempt of the game for Jefferson West. Nice catch inside, middle of the paint, and Zoe Sudbeck finishes it off the glass. And she has her first basket since the second quarter. She has 4 points. It's 33-19. Drive by Dickey. She loses it on the floor, and it's taken away by Zoe Sudbeck. Now looking to push. Nemaw Central has numbers. 3-on-3 fast break. In lane, Hermish gets around a defender, but can't lay it in. The offensive rebound for Callie Hunnigan, but it's going to be a jump ball with Hallie Tuck reaching in there and getting a piece. 5:48 to go here in the girls' game. Minor, our Be Outdoors post-game show coming up. Be Outdoors Real Estate, post-game show coming up after this one. It's ready for the boys' game as well. Into the corner on the rebound for Holdhouse, and she double dribbled with it. And Jefferson West trying to get some momentum here. After Colby Noel made a 3-point play. First basket is about the 5-minute mark in the second quarter as they went scoreless in the third quarter. Here's Tuck from the near side elbow. Had it poked by Holdhouse. And now with it is Jocelyn Sutton. She loses it. And going the other way is Nemaw Central. 2-1 fast break. Nice find by Hermit. She lays it up and in. Beg your pardon, on the pass to Kelly Honeyman. And she lays it up and in. Kelly Honeyman is the first player for either team to have multiple field goals in a quarter since Kimmy Stone did it in the second quarter. Here's another turnover. Stonehouse with a steal on the run out. Sudbeck. And she is fouled going up hard by Hallie Tuck. And that is her third personal. With 5:07 to go here in this fourth quarter. And again, Kimley Stone fouled out of the game with just 4 personal fouls. And now they're going to say that Hallie Tuck only has 2 personal fouls. So I think that they gave Hallie Tuck a foul, or they gave Kimley Stone a foul, when they should have given it to Hallie Tuck. That first free throw is good for Callie Honeyman. She is now 4-for-9 from the free throw line. Make it 4-for-10, as that one is also no good. She's at a tough time at the free throw line as the rebound secured by Jefferson West. 5 minutes left to go in the quarter, and a timeout call by Coach McCree of Jefferson West. 5 minutes exactly to go in this game. 36-19, Nemaw Central running away with this one on the road. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
36-19, Nemaw Central pulling away in this one. And it was 16-16, so a 20-3 run by Nemaw Central, including shutting out the Tigers in the third quarter. They went the first couple minutes in the fourth quarter without scoring as well. And they're It was their first basket since about 5 minutes left in the second quarter. So, Nemaw Central's defense returning to its form from the beginning of the game. They have been totally suffocating this Jefferson West offense, forcing a lot of bad mistakes, a lot of bad passes, and really not a whole lot of jump shots, mainly just a lot of turnovers. And this is a Nemaw Central team that turns teams over a lot as foul going up is Ella Dickey. She'll get 2 free throws after the personal foul committed by Zoe Sudbeck. That is her second. And team foul number 3. 4:52 to go in this one. Dickey's first chance at scoring here tonight. That person rattles out of there. It's been a rough night for Dickey. She picked up a couple of fouls early and had to sit out for a good majority of the third quarter and the second quarter as well. unable to get into a flow. That one is good. She scored 14 points in this building against Nemaha Central last year. Now she has her first point of the game with 4:48 left to go. Here's a shot that from the far side block from Anna Hermish, but it's too strong. That comes Jefferson West after the rebound. Far side corner catch by Jocelyn Sutton. And swing it around, and Tuck gives it up to Dean. She lost it. It's loose on the floor, and a kick ball is called. And it'll go to Nemaha Central. 4:32 left to go. And Emma Hermish checking in for Nemaha Central. Sorry, Anna Hermish, beg your pardon, sorry. I've been mixing up those two all night. I apologize for that. Near side wing catch for Dollinghouse, dribbles to the middle. Hermish, she is the lone Hermish sister in the game at the moment. Near side wing for Dollinghouse. It's to the cutter, top of the key. Also who checked in is Kate Markowski, her first minute of the game with 4:05 to go. Hermish to Markowski, near side wing. Holdhouse. Couple dribbles. Dollinghouse now penetrate left side. Nice dump off pass. That's not back. Too strong off the easy lay-in. And he goes out of bounds. Missed opportunity for Nemaha Central. He'll go to the Jeff West Tigers. It's been an issue all season long. If Jefferson West could shoot a few percentage points better inside of 5 feet, this team would be averaging maybe 10 or 15 points more per game. And they've had so many opportunities. Just haven't been able to get him to drop. Dickey drives middle off a catch and a curl screen, and it's blocked. Going the other way is Hermish. Up the far side, and Anna Hermish dribbles into a double team, gets it out of there. Markowski, the Dollinghouse, in between the middle of the floor and the near side wing. She'll hand it right back to Markowski. Dollinghouse points to go to the far side to get it right back to Dollinghouse. Near side with it is Honeyman. Cutting across the lane, making the catch top of the key is Hermish. Back to Markowski, Dollinghouse with it. Far side. Man-to-man defense by Jeff West cutting across the paint, making the catch. Honeyman can't get the layup to go. Another missed layup for Nemaha Central. Going the other way for Jefferson West is Sutton up the near side. She'll hand it off to Dickey. With 3 minutes to go, 36-20, going to fire a three off the dribble, and it's good. Big-time basket, trying to get something going. First field goal of the game for Ella Dickey. She has four with 2:50 to go. Lob pass beautifully executed by Honeyman, but she was unable to reel it in. And a takeaway for Jefferson West. She didn't really move. She kind of just put her hand up, and the hand went, pass went off of her hand and into the hands of Jefferson West. Dickey spins to the near side. Shot at the glass. No good, but she fouled, and she'll go up the free throw line to shoot two. And foul will go against Callie Honeyman, and that is her fourth personal. She picked up three in the first half. 2:32 left to go in this one. Three team fouls apiece. That first free throw is good for Dickey. She's now 2 for 3 from the free throw line tonight. 5 points on the game in this quarter. Greg and Garrity checking back in for Nemaha Central, checking in for Zoe Sudbeck. Second free throw is good. So Dickey goes 2 for 2. She has 6 at 36-25. So the key catch for Emma Hermish. And by the way, she has all but 3 points for Jefferson Weston's quarter. 3 balls straight away. No good for Markowski. Offensive rebound for Anna Hermish, who lays it up and in on the putback. And Anna Hermish with her first field goal of the game. She has 3 points. And it's 38-25. Big time field goal for Nemaha Central. Keeping that cushion with 2:07 left to go. High post catch. Noel in the middle of the paint falls to a knee, and she's fouled on the floor, according to the official. That's kind of contact, but they call the foul regardless. And that foul will go against Callie Honeyman, and her day is done. Fantastic second half of this ballgame for Callie Honeyman. She finishes the ballgame with 12 points, 5 points in this quarter, 5 points in the third quarter, with 2 minutes to go. Dean has it for the Tigers. Pass near side corner. Sutton's going to try his three. A little too strong that time. Sits up in the air. Loose. Still loose. Picked up by Hallie Holdhouse of Nemaha Central. Out left Dollinghouse. Full court pass up ahead to Barkowski. Stops in the short corner. Pass deflected. And loose and picked up by Dickey. He's going to get credited with the steal, but Dean deflected that one. Minute and a half to go, and now a travel as Tuck stops suddenly after dribbling with it. Now Addison Schwinn will check into the ball game. She'll check in for Sutton. 13-point lead for the Thunder, trying to stay perfect in league play. They're 4-0, 5-1 in league play. Barkowski has it near side wing, defended by Schwinn. Top of the key catch for Holthouse. Now near side, back to Barkowski. As Holthouse cuts across the paint after giving up the pass. Pass down low from Dollinghouse to Garrity. Shot the glass, no good from the far side. Block, and whistle on a foul against Garrity. A push on Noel, who was coming down with that rebound. And that third, that will be the third personal foul credited to Garrity, and that will send her to the free throw line to shoot two. Noel finished an N1 earlier in the quarter. That's her lone free throw attempt. 1:14 to go. 38-25 still our score. A 20-3 run in the second half. The difference in this one is that free throw is left short by Noel. Second one's on the way. That one is good. She has six. It's 38-26. Still a four-possession game. Top of the key catch. Three, Barkowski wide open. No good off the right side. Her second miss of the game. And a rebound secured by Dickey. Drives, kicks. Another try for Aston Schwinn. Knock one down. The first half, that one's no good. Rebound Barkowski. With 50 seconds left. Coach Holthouse telling Dollinghouse to slow it up and run a play here. 45 seconds left. And a whistle and a foul and a reach in against Ella Dickey, and her day is done. 5 points here in the fourth quarter for Ella Dickey, and she picks up her fifth personal foul. And Kimmy Stone, she picked up four fouls, and that was good enough for the foul out as well. There was a missed call on the foul, or the miscommunication between the scores table and the officials. They gave a foul to Hallie Tuck, but they accidentally, the scores table gave it to Kimmy Stone. And she is out of the game with four personal fouls. 38-26, 35 seconds left. Crossbow pass near side. And that was big because Kaylee Stones was really the only player that was really able to get things going really offensively for Jefferson West up to that point. Albeit they went scoreless in that third quarter. 20 seconds left in this ballgame. 38-26, Nemaw Central is going to win this one. Stay perfect. They kind of a sloppy game for both teams. Nemaw Central done just enough offensively, although a lot of missed opportunities with some shots inside, but some great defense nonetheless. They came into this game allowing just 28.8 points per game. They're going to be under that mark here tonight, giving up just 26 as the final seconds are squeezed off the clock, and that is your ball game. 38-26 the final. Nemaw Central winners here on the girls' side. We'll take a break. We'll have our B Outdoors Real Estate postgame show coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
At Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online heinentruevalue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals, whether that is buying a house,
car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
KMZA.
Final score 38-26. The Omaha Central girls win against Jefferson West on the road. Final individual stats for you in this one. Leading the way in scoring for Jefferson West with 8 points was Kinley Stone. She fouled out of this game. 6 points for Colby Noel, 5 for Ella Dickey, all of those coming in the first quarter, and 3 points apiece for Harriet Dean and Addison Schwinn, both making a 3-point field goal. As for Omaha Central, your leading scorer and your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank, is Callie Honeyman. She had 5 points in the third quarter and 5 more in the fourth to help them pull away from Jefferson West here tonight. So your player of the game tonight, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank, is Callie Honeyman. In Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. And also 8 points for Cammy Dollinghouse, 5 points apiece for Hallie Holthouse, Reagan Garrity, 4 points for Zoe Sudbeck, and 3 for Anna Hermish. So here on our post-game show, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate, buying or selling, use the best in the business, for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate, online at beoutdoors.com. 11-0 run at the beginning of the game for Omaha Central. Jefferson West made it close, a 16-6 run to tie the game. But Omaha Central would then go on a 20-3 run in response, completely shut out Jefferson West in the third quarter and pulled away with it. And they only allowed 2 field goal makes in the fourth quarter to Jefferson West. So it was a defensive clinic once again for Omaha Central. They win it 38-26. We're going to step aside for a few more minutes, and we're going to come back with the boys' game. And we'll send it back to the studio. Ray will keep us entertained up until then. Once again, final score. Omaha Central wins the Jefferson West 38-26. Final score in the girls' game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Keeping you informed, this is Kansaland's News.
This is the latest, your only source for local daily news. I'm Brian Hagan, along with Greg Bevermeyer. Remember, you can find us online anytime at msconews.net. A long-discussed issue regarding dispatch services has been resolved. John Nixon has that story.
Following months of debate, Richland County Commissioners voted unanimously Wednesday to terminate an interlocal agreement with the City of Beatrice to provide dispatch services for the Richland County Sheriff's Department. Representatives of Southeast Communications, 911 in Beatrice, and the Nebraska Public Service Commission attended the Wednesday board meeting to review current dispatching services provided by Southeast Communications, 911 Beatrice, and what would be needed to have that dispatch service returned to the county and or the city of Falls City. Falls City City Administrator Anthony Newsbaum and Police Chief Jamie Baker attended the meeting to answer any questions regarding the return of the dispatching service to the city of Falls City. now in the final year of a three-year agreement for Southeast Communications 911 to provide dispatching services. An initial proposal for a renewal fee was communicated to Richardson County at a cost of $360,000 for the next year. That proposal represented an increase of approximately $170,000. In December, Interim Beatrice Police Chief Jay Murphy met with the Richardson County Board. He said he felt the original proposal was too much and offered a two-year contract extension at a cost of $200,000 for the first year with a 3% increase in price for the second year. County board members said they felt Richardson County is paid for some services that were not provided during the current three-year contract, thus overpaying. The current contract will expire July 31, 2024. The county is expected to continue to work with Fall City on a dispatch agreement to begin on August 1.
A New Year's Eve Jackson County traffic stop led to the arrest of a Topeka man on drug possession charges. Jackson County Sheriff Tim Morris, in a release, said a sheriff's deputy conducted a traffic stop around 1 o'clock Sunday morning on a car for a traffic violation in the vicinity of 126th Road and U.S. 75 Highway. During the stop, drug paraphernalia was allegedly observed in plain view. A probable cause search was conducted. Suspected methamphetamine and hallucinogenic drug and drug paraphernalia were located. Morris said 41-year-old Christopher Clinton was arrested for possession of meth, possession of an hallucinogenic drug, and drug paraphernalia. Following his arrest, Clinton was booked into the Jackson County Jail, where he remains held on a $5,000 bond.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued a boil water advisory for a portion of Atchison County Rural Water District 5C public water supply system located in Atchison County. KDAG issued the advisory Thursday due to a loss of pressure in the distribution system. The agency says failure to maintain adequate pressure may put the system at risk for bacterial contamination. The area affected is generally bounded by Highway 73 on the north, County Road 214 on the south, Highway 159, Highway 9, and Hamilton Road on the west, and Ottawa Road on the east. KDAG says customers should boil water for 1 minute prior to drinking or food preparation, or use bottled water. KDAG says the advisory will remain in effect until the conditions that place the system at risk of bacterial and parasitic contamination are resolved. Commuters, take note, as a well-traveled Missouri route is set to close for work. According